Oh, it's hard being a supervisor.
Yeah? People suck, right?
People suck.
All day by myself.
Oh, did you?
Hell yeah.
Because everyone called in.
Oh, they didn't.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
I would call in.
The manager gave people today off.
What?
Yes.
Oh, I hate management.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you guys can fucking go.
Whoa. They said it like that?
Yeah. I love that management.
Wow.
That sounds like a cool management.
Wow.
Wow. Till I slap one of them with my Galaxy S.
Ooh, that wouldn't hurt though. Let's be honest.
You guys seen that Samsung Note? The Samsung Note?
Come on, Galaxy Tab. Oh my gosh. Really? Really, franchise?
What?
Wow. Damn it. I just looked at the scoreboard.
Have you been following that game?
Just now. Matchup? Just now.
Okay.
Well, I saw it before the game started, and now I've come back to it, and it's very disappointing.
Are you talking about that one point?
Yeah, you could lose that real fast, right?
Yep. Fumble.
All that ass. Shut up.
Fumble! Alright, hold on.
League, man.
We're broadcasting.
I still would have whooped both your ass.
Wait. Save it. I'm broadcasting, though. We are broadcasting. I did tweet it.
Shut up, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Bieber. Shut your face, Justin Bieber.
That's Justin Bieber's bitch.
Ooh. Oof.
They check off on each other.
Wow. Okay, let's back this. Let's slow this down, franchise.
Clown.
You're going this is no one wants to go.
No, you've already gone there.
You guys have to save this material.
Save it, yeah, save it. So what? Not even recording it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I've got all day to just run him into the ground.
All day, every day. 24/7, 365.
Hey, do you think this is just, oh man, he has to save his material? Fuck no, I keep it going. I'm the clown of the fucking South.
Is that true? I don't think anybody's ever called you that.
I am the mouth of the South.
I get some South confirmation? McLean? Is he the mouth from the South?
The mouth from the South?
Yeah, mouth from South. Is franchise the mouth from the South?
Mouth of the South.
Oh, mouth of the South. My bad. South.
Okay, you had me confused at first. I don't know him as the mouth from the South.
Oh, okay. My bad. That's my bad.
Know him as the mouth
of the South. Yeah. Of the South.
Okay, tomato. You weren't around, dude. God, man. I just wouldn't have anybody to pick on. Actually, I started on Team Canada, and then it would just escalate.
Yeah.
Because talk back, and then it'd be a thing, and then everybody would think we hate each other. And you just sit back and take it like you do from Justin Bieber.
Ooh.
There's no reason for me not to take it. Everyone likes him more when I just take it, so just get used to it. Just pop it in.
Know your role, clown.
I wonder if tomato
Would I be the real tomato if I wasn't misspelling hashtags? No. I gotta do it. That's who I am.
It is all hilarious.
So you got your Twitter sorted out?
Yeah. I changed the password.
Tell me about promotional offers or send me a thing like, hey, you should see this dick. You being stupid.
No.
Yeah.
I saw some
private Twitter message. I'm like, you know, today I'm not like that.
I got a and it said something about, hey, somebody put a picture of you with your pants down. It's like, what the fuck? And then I thought about it for a second. I was like, wow, that sounds like something Tomato would say, but I think he got hacked.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to be right back.
Nobody saw 19 points out of the Rams today, did they?
I saw that coming. Hold on, I'll be right back. I gotta get my coffee. Then we can start.
Hey, can we give me a song? Can I get my song? Can I have one request?
Alright, link it in the Skype chat.
Oh shit.
I'll be right back.
As long as it's not Queen Champions, I'm good. You know, Lynch might fumble.
Yeah, that was almost a fumble.
Yeah, that was almost a fumble.
No, but he's up by 3 points by this point, so.
It's raining.
Yeah, but the fumble would have cost me 5.
Oh, really? Fumbles cost 5?
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, yeah, I'm in the middle of that rain. Sucks balls. Our road was like a ruined day.
Oh, he's losing yards. Is that gonna lose points?
You're gonna, oh, they're trying to strip it. Oh, please fumble.
Take notes.
What the heck? He's giant
garbage! Yeah! All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my
mind. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, play my theme song. Villain. Thanks, franchise.
And they stay there. And they say yeah.
He did his thing.
Yep. That's the one.
That's the one.
That's terrible.
That's yours, though? Really?
That's mine. That's all mine.
Wait, what happened to Tomater's song?
You think I follow through with things I commit to?
Oh, Tomater. You're on the bowl.
I didn't have time. I had to study for finals.
Well, how about, can we do this? Can you sing us a Christmas carol? And then every other word is franchise wins. All franchise does is win. Jingle, franchise.
No.
Jingle,
I can do Silent Night.
Franchise, jingle, jingle.
White Christmas.
Yeah.
Holy night. Franchise won. Bowser's crying. RG3 put up 13 points, but didn't matter because the Rams pretty good. Franchise champion of the league. Franchise champion of the league.
Are
we gonna use that?
Yeah, fraudulent night. I like that.
Silent night, fraudulent night.
Fraudulent night.
Then I won't stop now.
Woo!
Woo!
That's good. I'll workshop fraudulent night.
Yeah, get to.
Homie, that ain't making it. My folks locked down.
Hear him say, woo!
Woo!
I never went nowhere. What they saying, looters back. Blaming on that contour. The hood call it Ludiak. And I'm on this foolish track. So I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down. Like strippers' booties go. My first.
Yeah.
That's the franchise theme?
That's the franchise theme. All
right. All right. Do I have links in chat? Well, that'll have to be for the ending music. Let's go ahead and. Are you guys ready?
No.
Are you guys ready? I'm ready.
That's got to be the starting music because I got a workshop fraudulent night. All
right. Okay. All right. I guess you're right. Fraudulent.
You can do it, man.
If anybody believes in you, it's Canada.
What is this dude talking about? My fraudmobile.
What?
Yeah.
Who's talking about fraudmobiles?
Well, hold on. You drive a car, right?
Pretty nice car, yeah.
Awesome. You're a fraud, right?
No, I'm not a fraud.
Oh, okay, I have that wrong then. I'm sorry.
Are you a fraud or not a fraud? Now I'm confused. Okay, wait. Let's not get into this yet. Let's start this thing. Okay, here's the music. Are you ready, franchise?
I'm ready.
Alright, I'm ready. Wait a minute. Why are we playing your song? You haven't won anything yet. You haven't won anything. It's not over yet.
Play like a verse of the song.
All right, I'm going to play this little opening. Okay, wait. Okay, let's stop that. Because you haven't won yet, and now let's switch over to this opening theme. Okay? Here we go.
You guys don't know what you got here. I'm unbelievable at this kind of stuff.
I sing? I actually sing?
Yeah. Ready?
When do I start singing?
Sleigh bell? Oh man, you gotta start over.
Okay. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling.
Jingling, ring-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding.
Come, oh, it's lovely weather for the sleigh ride together with you. They go really fast. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Outside the snow is falling, friends are calling you who?
You!
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, let's go.
That's what the horse sounds like, kinda?
Yeah.
Giddy up, giddy up.
Giddy up, let's go. Let's look at, I'm way behind.
We're riding through Wonderland of snow.
Yep, giddy up, just.
What's that?
Giddy up, it's grand, just hold your hand.
Yep, giddy up, it's grand.
Just hold your hand.
I don't like this song. Not in a festive mood anymore.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
It's Granny, hold your hand.
Riding along with the song of the wintry fairyland.
Never heard this song.
Wow, McLean.
That's my song.
Your Dallas Mavericks are as bad at singing as they are at basketball.
Yeah, I agree. That was really good.
Wow. That was so bad. That was tomato-esque, if you know what I mean. Right? Can we all agree? I'm pretty sure we can all agree.
I agree.
All right. So this is the finale of the TPS NFL update, the championship day. Maybe the championship hour for one of the two teams in our Super Bowl, Team PlayStation Addiction and Team Franchise 254. And we're going to be broadcasting this live. It's going down to the wire right now. And I'm EDD999. With me over there is John _ McLean. Tomaters here. Going to do us... What's the song you're doing for us later? Tomater?
Fraudulent Night.
Fraudulent Night. He's workshopping it as we speak. Canada live from Canada is here, and Franchise is home from work.
Home from work.
All right. So we're going to get into a championship for one of the two teams, and it was really close earlier. I was paying attention just vaguely, just kind of looking as it was happening, and you were down, Franchise. Like, your team was legitimately losing. And I was like, oh my gosh, Bowser has this. And, a lot's changed since then. But let's not get into that yet. What should we get into first? Canada? Actually, I want to get into Canada.
Well, I'll lost the score.
Wait. Are we going to do NBA first? And
No.
NBA show. This is a football.
Yeah, this is our football finale because not much has happened in the NBA, and we just had a show the other day.
A lot has happened in the NBA.
Well, what's happened?
The debut of Dirk Nowitzki?
I just read that he's not going to really do anything, and don't expect anything from him.
He played.
You can expect 13 points from Big Daddy Dirk on your fantasy team if you're John McClain.
Tomato would call him Big Daddy Dirk.
Is that really
his nickname?
Is that his nickname? Hold on. Can we ask?
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to get into basketball.
Thick Dirk, hard Dirk, big Dirk. They'll work.
Dirk Nasty.
Wait, what's his nickname? What do they call him, McLean?
Big D.
The Big D?
The Big D.
Nickler. Suck on this Dirk. What? Is that what they call him?
No, they call him Dr. Clutch.
Oh, no, we made that up. Nobody calls him that. We made that up. Wow. No,
he's got a PhD in Clutch.
What's really bitty to me? Today is Kiki's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're going to give her a championship on her birthday?
That's right.
Oh, wow. You're like the Black Santa Claus. Right?
You mean I think you mean Quanza Claus, Edity?
Oh.
Come on.
My bad. My bad.
Have Kiki come in here and tell you.
Alright. Well, we wait for her. Is she there?
Yeah, she's here.
Alright.
Busy playing with her new toys.
Birthday toys. Hey man, isn't that great? It's kind of a gift and a curse, right? Having a birthday around Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Because sometimes you don't get everything that you deserve, and other times you just get overloaded. So. Yeah. How do they do it in Casa de Franchise?
Well,
Franchise? Franchise?
Mr. Champion?
Whoa. Okay.
All we did was win?
What happened?
We didn't hear you. We couldn't hear you. But that's okay. I guess McLean wants to talk about the NBA real fast. What happened? Like, the Big D came?
The Big D came and he slapped Tim Duncan in the face. Whipped it out.
Dirk slap.
Yes. He got Dirk slapped?
He got Dirk slapped.
Oh man. Wow, really?
Yeah, for 20 minutes.
Oh wow.
Duncan still outscored Dirk Nowitzki in our fantasy football claim.
Barely.
Breaking news.
Dirk hasn't played in months.
Breaking news. Look at the scoreboard.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I haven't seen the score. And when you say Dirk slapped, I'm figuring the Mavs, you know, pounding it to the San Antonio Spurs, Dirk coming in, having like his Willis Reed moment. I'm back. I'm going to put the team on my back and we're going to win this game. And I'm just looking here and they lost by over 30 points.
Yeah. Well, the Spurs set a franchise record for threes. Oh, they shot like 80% from threes.
So it's a, so you're not giving the Spurs any credit for spoiling Dirk's return.
It was a fluke.
But don't they kind of do that? Let's be honest. Isn't that what the Spurs do?
No.
Are you just mad because...
It was a franchise record.
You're just mad because the better Texas team won.
Well, yeah, the Spurs are better right now. I'll admit that.
Okay.
Dirk just returned. He wasn't even supposed to return. It was a surprise to everybody.
Well, here's the thing.
It was the Kwanzaa miracle.
Yeah, it was the Kwanzaa miracle.
Is it safe to say, though, that if Dirk wouldn't have played this game, that they would have had a better chance of winning? Because when Dirk plays, the Dallas Mavericks are 0-1 and get beat by over 30 points. Those are facts.
Whoa. He wasn't starting.
He didn't
Your facts are when he comes off the bench. Oh, I think he should have been in the starting lineup.
Oh, I see. Wow. Huh. Well.
And Chris Douglas Roberts also made his Mavs debut.
I heard he got called up to the bigs.
He got called up. He was the hottest D-League player.
What does
he
that even mean?
He scored 49 in his D-League debut, and now he's here. Because Derek Fisher, you know, being the Laker, former Lakers, what they do is they quit when it gets tough. They're just like, I'm leaving.
Well, didn't he kind of quit to be with his family?
Oh, that's his go-to excuse.
What do you mean his go-to excuse?
It's not the first time he's pulled that one out. I mean, he just maybe joined the just team got, like last week.
Maybe his wife's just really needy.
He has a kid that actually is a needy child.
Well, last week he was like, oh, I'm putting my all into this team. I believe in this team. I'm going to help them. And then 1 week later... Oh, I gotta go with my family. Well, and it's like the third time he's done this.
Well, maybe he saw the writing on the wall. He knows, like, maybe they showed him, like, we think we can contend for a championship. Dirk is coming. The big Dirk is coming back, and he's gonna slap Tim Duncan in his face on the 23rd. Come back. And then when he got there, he's like, oh my gosh, OJ Mayo's the leading scorer. I'm out of here. I got family issues, right? Because we would all do the same thing. Like, if we went to Dallas, we would all have family issues, too.
Yeah, I appreciate him at least lying about it. Like, I'm like, he didn't just stay here like Lamar Odom and ruin everything. Like, I would have appreciated it if Lamar Odom had family issues out of nowhere. Mysterious family issues. Although he did just leave the team once. But then he came back, unfortunately. Derek Fisher won't do.
No, well, he could still play. I was reading, right? He could still play.
No, he's off the team.
No, but he didn't rule out coming back and playing. Oh, maybe not for the Mavs.
He's going to come back to the lake, probably.
Oh, wow.
Lamar Odom's playing for the Clippers right now. Thank you for
Lamar Odom. Who would want him on their fantasy team? I guess if you like 3 points.
All right, are you done with
your... Have Sean Marion on their team,
no,
John.
Enough with the NBA. Let's talk about...
I guess they like 3 points.
Let's talk about the fantasy football playoffs. Let's go through... I guess we can go through the other matchups real, real quick as they're happening. A lot can change, but not that much. let's... I guess there is some settled here. Like, the TPSN Rough Riders have dominated... Have exposed the TPS NFL bums 108-92.
Oh, you beat the worst 10-3 team ever. Congratulations.
And this is the thing. This is what separates the Rough Riders from the rest of you guys is the Rough Riders got 0 points from their best running back in the NFL. Arian Foster put up a donut. Arian Ofer. And they still put up a hundy. Still. Put up a hundy and didn't even have the best player in the NFL. That is the definition of scary good. Franchise, you're lucky you didn't play me this week because you would have been so afraid.
My game's not even over.
You would have been so scared that, oh my gosh, here comes the Rough Riders, not again. That's what you would have been saying.
I would have been like, oh man, not again. I just get to beat on them.
Oh my gosh. I am so impressed with my team right now. Like, it is a curse to have a team this good this late into the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're
man.
Telling me about having a curse to have a team that good that late in the playoffs? God damn. God fucking damn. Well, I put up my best performance of the year in the one game. It didn't matter.
Well, that's what happens.
Clown.
That's what happens.
I guess that's what happens when your team is made up of suckers. So, not me. I'm the mismanaged suckers. New team name.
Yeah, sucker is really what you are.
A little too accurate, right, Franchise?
Yeah, you shouldn't be putting your business out there like that.
Yeah, we don't need to do TMI.
We don't need to know all about your extracurricular activities, buddy.
Water polo. Right? Am I right? Okay. So you beat T-Piz Bros 126-59. You got one good week out of your players. Nobody saw this coming. And
nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares. That's another thing. And you had a bunch of points on your bench too. Great job, Tomater.
Well managed team.
Great.
I really did a great job this year. Okay. Hey, I won the consolation ladder. And you know what that means.
Championship
I'll
next
least,
week?
I'll at least get to the playoffs next year.
No, that means you're just like your team. You stuck.
What about brownies? What'd you do?
This just in from Disturbed Poppy.
All right.
Tell that tomato dude.
Tell that tomato. Okay, got it.
Tell that tomato dude to get out of here.
All right.
Wow.
With a little extra get out of, right?
With an extra get out of here. Give him the whole shebang.
Give him the whole dirt.
Yeah, he likes the dirt.
All right, brownies. You were taking on I'm Not a Racist, and you put up a cool 68 points, 4 touchdowns out of Romo, but you kind of wasted Ryan Grant, and you wouldn't have been able to top 116 because, like, your ultimate flaw, too many Cowboys.
What? They're the only ones who showed up. Mike Fly's not enough, Cowboy. Everyone else sucks.
Actually, you probably wish you had Dez Bryant this week.
Well, yeah. Jeremy Curley still can't get a good quarterback. He got no receptions. His only points were on a 40-yard pass.
He threw the ball 40 yeah. yards?
Yeah.
Wow. That is pretty bad.
You got a point for that.
That is terrible. Actually, that's pretty bad when that's even happening in a game. Like, you know the Jets are done.
No!
What happened? Fumble?
No, I just felt like saying that.
All right. Let's see, what other? Canada, your matchup. You were playing Bourne. Right now you're down. Hold on. Let me load this up. Okay, no players going. So this is final. You lose 76-133. Bourne just went off when it didn't matter. Like, that's when he shows up. Looter and Riot, right? He gets good when it doesn't matter.
I didn't set my lineup.
Whoa.
From last week because, I didn't make the playoffs, so.
So he just did not care.
Oh, wow, Canada.
That's right. There's no more pride.
Nobody wants to lose to Bourne, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah,
this was the worst team in the Triple Bowl. You could have at least put a little effort in this.
Now you're gonna have that hanging over your head all off season. Fuel for the fire?
Adrian Peterson's a better running back than Fred Jackson.
Is that the analysis?
Yeah.
Alright, that's true.
Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Matthew Stafford.
Okay. Anyone else?
Got any Evans?
What else do you guys want from me?
My trade?
That was my season.
Wait, what was your trade? What was the Sandusky trade?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, moving on.
So they trade right,
Yeah, I just don't remember the players. Lazy King, 70 over WinRAR, 51, blah, 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 who cares? Chuck Norris, joining us in the chat loses 58-91. Let me see here. What happened?
58?
Yeah, 58.
That's the guy you lost to?
Whoa. Hold on here. He does have one player currently going right now at halftime, so he could put up a couple, you know, maybe 5 more points. So he could score in the 60s. Don't count your chickens before they're hatched, McLean.
But you did lose to him twice.
I did lose to him twice.
Those games have gone final.
Yeah, those are final. For sure. I mean, he was pretty good when he played me. He had his best games all season against the Rough Riders. That's kind of what I expect, is everyone's Super Bowl is the Rough Riders. Actually, franchise, you can't actually count this as a real Super Bowl until you play me.
That's ridiculous.
No, I think so.
Stop play.
No,
you've never talked so much shit all year. That was the most bullshit thing I've ever heard.
No, seriously. Whenever anyone plays me, it is their Super Bowl. Everyone is gunning for me. I get everyone's best effort.
You've never beaten him. So
who did you lose to?
So I think to actually make this a legit championship, that he franchise should have to beat me in week 17.
Oh. He has to beat the 7th best team in the league?
No, the team that everyone puts up their best effort against, which is the Rough Riders. No, not you!
He didn't even put up his best effort against you this year. He still beat you.
Stop. I know what you guys are trying to do. You guys are trying to tear down a scary good team, but it's not gonna work. Okay, I know how good my team is. And I know franchise wants to legitimize this championship. The championship goes through Rough Riderville, okay?
No, the championship goes through the 254 area code. That's where it goes through.
254 boys.
That's right.
Hey guys, in week 6, Tim Winrard won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How about
by 8 other teams?
By 8 points.
What about week 11?
Wow, really? Wow, you're gonna go by the outliers and try to put that up as legit facts? Interesting. I see how it is.
I just want to ask McLean, how many times have the Rough Riders beat the 254 boys?
I lost count, but I do know they've only scored 103 times.
Dropping hundies on a regular.
They've beat the 254 boys ever. Ever.
Ever?
Ever. Wait,
can you guys talk smack for like 2 more minutes?
Why?
Just keep going.
Man, Tomater's going. A bitch.
Yeah, oh god, I hate Tomater. Somebody needs to slap him with a dirk.
He'd probably like it.
You slap him with a dirk, he would love it.
He would probably try to eat it.
I'm just working on some statistics here.
Oh, okay.
God.
They're relevant.
Hey guys, I have to go back to E. Diddy logic. E. Diddy's logic, if every team that beats them and every team that goes against them is for the Super Bowl, Tomato, congratulations, you won the Super Bowl in week 1.
No, me and E. Diddy tied for the Super Bowl because I lost him in 13.
Yeah, so. Yep, actually, yep, that was a revenge game. So, evens out.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, Eddie, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Did you see this Super Bowl game coming? Did you see this?
No.
A week 11, did you see this happening? Did you see these two juggernauts going at it?
I always saw the Rough Riders in the championship. And actually, I still see the Rough Riders in the championship because if you want to legitimize this, you have to go through the Rough Riders in week 17. I think we can all agree.
It's week 16.
I know, next week.
Seven. Next week.
There is.
Set it up.
Oh! The franchise just was accept the challenge like a true champion, not like these other chumps?
To play the 7th best team?
I accept the challenge and I'm gonna drop the microphone on the ground.
It's probably not gonna work anymore.
That's a bounce.
This really isn't that much of a challenge though, cause I mean, I just did the numbers.
Okay.
Franchise has outscored E. Diddy 13 out of the 16 weeks so far this season.
That means nothing though.
13 out of 16.
How many?
And in the last, like, 5 to 10 weeks, it's been, like, every week.
How many Super Bowls have the Rough Riders played this season? 13. How many Super Bowls has franchise played? 15. One.
By your own logic, you play the Super Bowl every week.
Yes.
So that's 16.
16 then. Fine. Give me better stats. Keep going. Wow. All right, let's get a live look in.
How many times has he lost the Super Bowl this year? Is that about 8?
Oh, so, wait a minute. Nine? We were talking about Team Chuck Norris and Straight Trash Homie. How do we get on the Rough Riders having 16 Super Bowl matchups?
I don't know, some weird out-of-orbit bullshit logic that you have.
Hey, this got a good point.
Chuck Norris is afraid of the Rough Riders.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so, franchise, let's talk about your matchup. Is it halftime yet? Is it the third quarter yet?
Third quarter.
Okay, it's the third quarter between, San Francisco and Seattle. And franchise is currently leading 118 to 114, but a lot can happen. Marshawn Lynch is known for fumbling. Fumbles are negative points in this league. He's known for also throwing fake passes for interceptions. Another thing he's known for is missing field goals. So if you add all those negative points up, this is not a lock for you, franchise. And if you do the math, and that's the hard part, if you do the math and those things happen, which are very likely, they've happened before, you might not win.
Wait a minute. Why would they go out needing to win this game to get into the playoffs and do some dumb bullshit like that?
You know, if anybody's capable of doing stuff like that, it's Pete Carroll. Like, he's the guy who would do that kind of stuff.
No, Pete Carroll wants to get in the playoffs. Pete Carroll is a NFL coach. That he is a great coach.
Do any of the Seahawks have a Twitter? I'd like to tweet at them right now.
Marshawn Lynch has a Twitter.
For Marshawn Lynch to start kicking field goals.
that's wrong because he's not like Chad Ochocinco and sits on the sideline with his phone. He's not going to tweet during the game.
Oh, but he can eat Skittles.
Hell yeah, he's eating Skittles right now.
Look at Russell Wilson. You guys watching this?
Yeah. They can't catch him.
Wow, let's see how many points he has for the week, or for the day.
Well, he only got like a 5-yard run out of it.
But they can't catch him.
But they can't catch
him. Realistically speaking, Marshawn Lynch needs to fumble, what, 3 times now? Twice?
No, twice would do it.
Twice. Yeah.
He's also known to run the wrong way and lose yards.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are just making shit up.
No, actually, check his stats. He is known to do that.
Wow, if I had to put Jeremy Maclin in for Cobb, I would be so far ahead.
You're second guessing yourself right now, aren't you?
Nope, not at all.
You're looking at your team and you're like, oh my gosh, all those things could happen.
I'm looking at points that I left on the bench.
And actually, isn't Marshawn Lynch having like the game of the century right now? Like more evidence of fraudulence by franchise.
No, he had the game of his life last week. I believe he scored 3 touchdowns.
2 games of his life then, back-to-back weeks.
Not fraudulent. That's called having a great coaching mind and going out and get talent. See, when you go out and sucker somebody like Tomato, who suckers somebody like, I don't know, Pantera, you know, who likes to go out and trade with people, you know, it kind of makes you feel good.
How good? Like, explain the feelings.
Explain it?
Yeah.
It's like when Tomato is seeing a dirt. He gets all warm and fuzzy and happy. He even sweats a little bit. It's okay, Tomato. You can come out. You can tell everybody.
No, don't, please.
So we're on the topic of fraudulence. That's a really good segue. Tomato, do you have a song for us?
Are you there, Tomato?
Tomato theft.
When you're a winner, people like to call you a fraud. When you're a loser, then you're one of the ones calling that's a winner a fraud.
So wait a minute. Are you telling me that the people who aren't winning are the only ones saying that you're a fraud?
That is correct. The people who have yet to beat me are the ones saying that I'm a fraud.
You mean the people that had to play 16 Super Bowls versus your one Super Bowl are the ones calling you a fraud?
16 Super Bowls. Ooh, wow. And how many of those Super Bowls did that 16 team win?
Currently more than you.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
But I'm the one that counts.
But you fluked out a lot of wins this season. Mm-hmm. I'll just be the first to say
how
you did good.
How do you fluke out wins? How?
Okay. 100 points in what? Hold up. So in the last 8 weeks, you got over 100 points 5 times?
Yeah, how is that a fluke?
That would never happen in real life.
Yeah, come on.
It just did. What are you saying? I'm a cartoon character? We're all cartoon characters? Well, this would never happen in real life. So we're all, Scooby-Doo in the game? Are we real people?
Wait, who's Shaggy then? Who's Shaggy if we're Scooby-Doo in the game? I'm Scrappy, right? Can I be Scrappy? Scrappy-Doo?
There's no Scrappy.
There's no Scrappy in Scooby-Doo? He doesn't exist. No? All right. No. He's not canon?
You're the Mystery Mobile.
Okay, I'm the Mystery Mobile. Who is Franchise Scooby?
No, I'm Fred.
You're Fred?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's McClane? Daphne?
Oh.
Yeah, no, I think McClane is Daphne. He's always the one trying to correct us with stats and accuracy.
Actually, McClane is Fred, and I'm going to be Curly from the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, I remember that episode. That was great. Who is Canada, then?
Canada is... What was Scooby-Doo's cousin's name?
I'm a bold white guy who always wants to, like, go into the haunted house regardless of circumstance. I just want to jump in.
That's real.
Okay, so someone already took Fred?
Yeah, I believe McClane was Fred.
I'm calling him Daphne still.
He's not white, though. That can't work.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Did you just go there, Canada?
He just went there. Oh my
god.
Whoa.
That's just like saying I'm Scooby.
Whoa.
Okay.
Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? It took me way too long to find that.
Yeah, that sounded pretty bad too.
That was the original. Okay, are you losing yet? Let's take a live look in.
Oh.
No? Still?
He's going to win.
Wow. I guess I'm gonna have to be the one to shut up franchise in week 17.
Bring it.
I guess I'll beat him.
So week 17, and if you beat him, you fall.
If I beat franchise in week 17, then I think we should crown me the Super Bowl champion, the TPS NFL champion.
And if I win, Eddie has to shut down his site.
Again?
Oh my gosh, that'll be like the third time. That will literally be the third time I have to shut down the site.
I would never make Eddie shut down his site. Never.
Let's go with these pick'ems real fast. There's only one. Was this game part of our pick'ems? This week?
Yeah.
It was, so.
Didn't I pick Seattle to win this?
Did you?
I think I did.
Wow. Well, I got screwed over by the Cowboys. Like, really? You can't win a game?
Didn't I tell y'all don't listen to me? I said the Saints. Nah, you're just a Cowboy hater. The Saints are gonna beat up the Cowboys. Nah.
Who said that?
I called it.
Nobody was arguing with you?
No, I think he called it though, McClane.
I called it. I put it on the board.
Well, you couldn't call it because none of us gave our picks.
But I think he did call it.
I called it because I'm the one that isn't in the league doing pickles. So, therefore I called it.
He called it.
If people had followed suit with what I picked, they would be champions.
And stop copying my picks.
What do you mean copying your picks?
Man,
I'm not copying your picks. Why would I want your bad picks?
Come on, you picked against the Lions?
Hey, what do you mean? Plus 3.5.
You're copying me.
I need more than 3.5 when the Lions are playing at home when there's nothing.
Did you see that game?
No.
Lions were like throwing a parade after getting blown out.
Yeah, because of the record.
Yeah, who cares about the stupid record?
The Madden curse is broken. The Madden curse has been broken.
Well, they're going to get the first pick in the draft. Again.
No, they celebrated that the Madden curse is over. Calvin Johnson and the Detroit Lions have totally obliterated the Madden curse. It is no more.
You didn't watch the game, right?
No, I didn't watch it.
They were just forcing it to Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
That was the game plan. They were not trying to win.
No.
They even threw, like, interceptions.
Just
they were forcing it.
I have a second one. I looked at the ESPN app on my phone.
Yeah.
My Galaxy S3. It's amazing.
The app is amazing?
The app is amazing. Whoa! Franchise just went up another point.
I'm looking at the championship.
114-119.
Wow.
So we should probably congratulate him, right?
No, not yet. I mean, it's not over till it's over.
I still got 24 minutes.
Yep. A lot could happen. Missed field goals.
Nope.
Interceptions. Fumbles.
If he fumbles, that's it.
Running the wrong way.
I think fumble is what 5 points he did?
Yeah. Minus.
Might be 10.
Might be 20. Who knows? Commission's here. Things are changing.
He just got another point.
Damn it. Damn it, franchise.
Is there an award this season for the team that tried hardest but lost?
No.
No?
Yes.
What award is that?
Was it tried hardest but lost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like PSG.
The Tony Romo Award.
Which you don't want.
You were clutch and you were great, but your team let you down. That's the Romo.
That's pulling a Romo?
Yeah.
It's the Romo way.
Nobody wants to pull a Romo then. Like of all things.
Jason Witten's record?
What record? Most broken spleens in an NFL season?
He didn't miss a single snap. So, shove it.
I could actually eat a tomato here in a couple more plays. Wow.
Alright, what was Jason Witten's record for this year?
He got most receptions by a tight end in one season.
Really?
Yeah, and they kept playing.
Because
they're trying to win games.
Because of, well, they didn't win games, for one thing. And another thing, he had one good week. One good week. And all of a sudden, he leads the entire NFL in receptions by a touchdown in a season. Wow.
By tight end.
Not by touchdown.
Oh. Whatever.
I believe it, like 3 weeks ago, I called this game.
Did you? Did you call it?
I called me winning the Super Bowl.
Oh.
He's like, you're a team franchise. No matter what you say, you're gonna make your team the legitimate winner of the game. Yes!
So if we break it down, if you draft RG3 and Alfred Morris, you'll win? You'll win everything?
No, if you get lucky.
He didn't draft Alfred Morris, that was like,
I picked him up.
Was it?
Yeah.
Picked him up?
Like week
that
three.
Was Ron Bro. Ron Bro had him and he dropped him day one.
Oh wow.
Oh.
Before he played game one.
I totally forgot about that then. Okay.
So you got lucky. You didn't know anything. You just got lucky, franchise.
No. You have to see talent. Didn't I tell you this last year?
Hold on. I'm going to look at your team and I'm going to see what talent looks like. All right, let me see here.
Yeah, take notes.
I can have a team full of Pro Bowlers, All Stars, but they come out and they produce
future Hall of Famers
week after week after week.
I mean, you kind of wish that you had Megatron after that trade, right? I mean,
I'm really happy that I got rid of him.
Oh, you don't like points? You don't like having all kinds of crazy points every week?
Oh no, I just don't like who come out and start out their seasons like bums. And then when I turn it on at the end, that guy cost me games, which is why I let him go.
He broke two records, most consecutive 100-yard games, and the all-time leader in reception yards in the entire NFL history. And you traded him away for nothing, for free, free 99.
For free?
For free 99. All-time leader in reception yards. Let that sink in, franchise. Just let it sink in. All time. No one has ever caught more yards than Megatron.
In one season.
Actually, in two seasons.
Let me think about it.
He broke three records.
I don't think.
That's still not enough for his team to finish with a good record.
Oh, this is fantasy. This isn't real. Who cares if the Lions win, right? Just Nobody. Throw it to Megatron.
Nobody cares.
Just throw it to Megatron. Even for interception. As long as it's going to Megatron, that's all that matters. The Madden curse has been broken.
Yeah.
The Detroit Megatrons.
Whoa, I just saw something really racist.
Whoa.
What's that?
Let me see. I'm looking at the chat. Is it Mo? Is that? Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Are you a wow franchise? Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Really?
Wow.
Wow, that's racist.
Get the sand out of here. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa, who said that?
Whoa. Mo in the chat. Wow. And just think, he's up for T-Pisser of the Year. Now with comments like that, you'll be T-Pisser of the Decade. Keep it coming. That's what I'm talking about.
You got my vote.
You got my next 10 votes.
Just clear my cookies.
Wow.
So that race has been run.
Well, then live looking at the scoreboard right now. Team PlayStation Addiction down 114 to 120. And, franchise, you're kind of piling on now. Like, I figured of all people that would be in the Super Bowl that doesn't deserve to be in the Super Bowl, you would be gracious and you would, you know, have good sportsmanship, but you're kind of running up the score now.
Wow, really?
And I don't really think that's necessary. You don't kick somebody when they're down. You give them a hand and help them up.
I am helping them. I'm helping them learn that he should not play me in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Are you going to find franchise?
I might have to find franchise. I might have to, you might have to lose a couple draft picks.
I might have to be on the pool.
This isn't how we play TPS NFL fantasy football, is all I'm saying. The commissioner has spoken, football reasons.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? The signal is out of this galaxy. I'm not on the road, buddy. I'm sitting at home.
Megapoints has just joined the chat. Thank you, Megapoints. Thanks for joining us.
Again.
I kind of hate Marshawn Lynch right now. Like, of all the players in the NFL, he's, like, my most hated. He's on my hate list. 87 yards, 2 total touchdowns, 21 points.
Ugh. Why?
What was that?
Because he's, like his name says. What is he? What's his nickname he getting?
What is his nickname? Beast mode? Yeah, whatever.
Beast mode.
I wasn't worried. As soon as I knew Beast Mode was my last player, I was like, oh, he's going to get 15 points easy. He never lets me down.
But he could fumble.
Oh, I've been hoping for a fumble. That would be so great. Just 2.
Doesn't he need like 5 fumbles?
Is it 5 fumbles?
I think so.
Isn't Marshawn Lynch's real nickname Butterfingers?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's his real nickname. Isn't that what they called him in Dallas?
Because he eats Butterfingers.
Oh, wait, no. Did he play in Dallas? Where did he play?
In Buffalo.
In Buffalo, that's right.
Buffalo, and did he play for Baltimore?
I don't remember. I feel like he's been in the league for about 25 years.
Yeah, I think he played in Baltimore.
Ooh. Wow. Is Marshawn Lynch out for the season?
Who cares?
I'm just saying. I just saw Turbin got some points.
Maybe because the game's over.
Interesting.
This game's over.
Ravens got a concussion.
Marshawn Lynch is 26.
He's only 26 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I thought he was like an old man that didn't, like something was broken on him. Besides his face.
On his profile on ESPN.
Yeah.
The first thing you see is a video of him pouring a bucket of Skittles on his face.
Wait, like a championship celebration pour? Or just like, I like these way too much pour?
No, that's a celebration pour.
Oh, okay.
Beast mode pour.
Because most of them are going in his eye.
Wow.
Can we just get the audio for that, for the ending music? Just to put that on his
face. Wait a minute, wait a minute.
What?
No, we don't want the audio music for that. Even though it's deserving, because he is the one who helped me get my crown. 19 minutes to go in the game. He needs to break
the hump. So where's the gloating then? Where's the, like, if I were you, I'd just be spitting off, man.
He's acting like he's been there before.
But he hasn't.
Oh, he's a professional.
No, he's not.
I'm a winner. That's all you need to know.
You got so lucky. This is all Tomator's fault, actually. Shouldn't we blame this on Tomator?
For that trade?
Yeah, because of the trade.
Yeah.
Actually, Franchise, maybe you should share this championship with Tomator.
What Tomator wants me to share with him.
It is kind of his fault that you are in this position. I'm playing the video. After the commercial.
This is a sports science video.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's no audio? There's no good audio?
I didn't listen to it all.
Alright.
Wow, it was Marshawn Lynch for Steven.
Go ahead.
Steven Jackson. It was Lynch for Jackson.
Straight up?
Wow.
Here's the question. How? Actually, this is the owner's fault. All the other owners who did not veto this trade as soon as seeing it thrown up there.
I will totally take that blame.
That's just because no one likes Tomator.
Okay, so now it's back to the Tomator's fault? Whose fault is this?
Somebody? I blame you.
Why? Well, why me?
Because, I don't know.
I'm blaming the owners of this league. Because,
except for you.
Well, yeah, no. Except for me, because I voted against it. But nobody else did. Everyone just turned and looked the other way as Franchise got a free championship from Tomator. And I'm screaming over there. I'm like, hey, guys, Franchise is getting a player for free. Does anybody want to do anything? I mean, I can only veto once. I can't vote for everybody.
That's a really good reenactment.
And McLean's like, tell me Romo. And Canada's like,
whoa,
is he a donkey?
Did I just have a stroke?
Wow.
Well, that's what you guys did.
I do remember that part.
I was trying to tell you, hey guys, there's a trade going down here. We need to stop this. Romo.
I'm in a partial coma. I don't remember that.
Oh, somebody's online.
Oh.
We need to add this gentleman to the call.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be able to call, but I know he's vacationing or with family, but I'll try to add him. We'll see if we can get him in here. He's probably like, no, I didn't want him to see me online. Oh, now they're calling. Oh, it's getting worse.
And he hung up.
Yeah, see? He's going to be like, no, I can't talk right now.
Don't worry, Grandma. Nothing. I'm just checking email.
Yeah, he's in front of me. This is Bourne. He's in there. He's probably, like, surrounded by family, surrounded by presents, and his phone starts ringing. And then all of a sudden his wife's like, what is that? And he's like, oh, that's nothing. Is that your fantasy football friends? That better not be your friends.
Like, his girlfriend's like, hey, check this out. There's this video of Marshawn Lynch eating Skittles and it's pouring on his eyes. You should check it out. He goes online, signs into Skype. Oh, no.
That's probably exactly what happened. Oh, man. Live looking at the championship.
Congratulations, Franchise.
No congratulations. It's not over till it's over.
Why aren't you talking about your TPS NBA matchup?
What do you mean?
That one's coming, that's going back and forth in the final minute.
Is it?
Yeah. Well,
how much time is left, for one thing?
Fourth quarter is about to start.
Alright, cause I was just checking it, and I didn't notice.
Guys.
Yeah.
Give the listeners context. What has happened?
In the TPS NBA?
Right now, what game?
This is the Ball Riders versus Ivan Drago Team PlayStation Addiction in the final matchup.
Yeah,
the final games, the final minutes, and as of right now, it's 7:24 to 7:26. He has two players going, LaMarcus Aldridge and Jason Thompson, and I have one player going, Nicholas Batum. They're all playing in the exact same game. Batum's just trying to fight LaMarcus Aldridge off with a stick. Like, literally, he's hitting him with a stick. Oh, man, this is going right down to it. And this is for website shutdown again,
right? Wait,
aren't
they teammates?
Yeah, they are.
Batum and Aldridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Batum is beating him with a stick, trying to get that rebound, trying to get them points.
Who wanted this idea of, hey, you have to shut down the site if this happens? That's pretty chaotic.
I think we've had those stakes on many contests and competitions. Like, there was a, wasn't there one point slimgamer.com? Winner shuts down the, or yeah. No, loser shuts down the site? I'm pretty sure that there was something against them. It's always been those stakes. Canada?
Okay.
For all of time. When, if you have a website and you're going against somebody else with a website, the stakes are loser shuts down their website. Those are the rules of the internet.
Wouldn't they want to work something out? Like, okay, you have to supply all your ads on my site and I get the credit for it. Why would you shut down the whole site? That's not good.
The internet, stakes are high on the internet. Everyone's trying to stake their claim to their little plot of internet land.
I'm pretty sure you're not pronouncing the T in internet, but I get it. I get the internet. I gotcha.
So that's what's happening right now. Internet.
That internet.
And this isn't coming down to the wire, McLean. I got this. Batum is the best kept secret in the NBA.
Is he?
He should be an all-star, and if he's not, it's a crime against basketball. All he does is a little bit of everything. Rebound, points, steals, assists. He's the ultimate role player.
Why is the team Bowser on this call?
Is he online?
I do.
I only add people that are online, so that might be why.
I don't think I have him on my list.
No, he's not online. All
right, let me add Brent B. Smith then.
Who?
Brent B. Smith. You ever heard of him?
Yeah. Who's that?
How about they guy in the cardboard box?
Why are you adding? They're all hanging up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nobody. That's it. I've added everyone who's online.
What about Kyle?
I don't have him on my list anymore.
Well, he's online.
Well, I can't add him. Somebody else is gonna have to add him.
All right, I'll add him.
He's gonna have to speak for TeamPlayStationAddiction.com. Did you add him? Oh my god! Oh, he's instantly. I have never seen anyone hang up on someone else that fast before. No, literally, he was waiting to be called.
Yeah, he's upset because his team is losing.
Wow.
His horse in the race.
He's never been hung up on that fast in internet history.
Yeah, that was record speed.
Maybe he's like insta-blocks you.
Wow, I don't have Bowser on my list.
Really? There's only a minute left in the third quarter. And Marshawn Lynch still has not fumbled. Oh gosh, this is getting down to the wire. Like, okay, so let's go through the scenarios. If Marshawn Lynch fumbles, okay, that's -2 or -3? I think it's -3.
It's -2?
Yeah. Okay, so you'll be down to 118, okay? And that means the other team will get the ball, use up about 5 or 6 minutes off the clock, so you'll be down to the last, 7 minutes of the game. He gets tackled for a 10-yard loss. So now you're down to 117. Now it's getting scary. Couple pass plays. Third down and one. Fumbles again. Now you're only up by 1 point. What do you do, franchise?
The game's over by that point.
Maybe. It might be over by that point. Oh, gosh.
What if they snap it to Lynch, like a punter?
Okay.
Just to run out clock.
Okay.
And he loses like 50 yards, like he takes a knee back there.
Ooh, like a muffed punt, or like a muffed snap or something? And he gets away.
Or he does it in the end zone, like a safety.
That's happened before, right? Because sometimes it's better to get the safety than to let him score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that would be so awesome.
So, yeah, Bowser is in control right now.
You've pretty much lost this game, actually, Franchise, now that I think about it.
Cool.
Because when that happens, not if, when that happens, that'll be minus 50 yards and minus 2 points, right?
Damn it, I should have played Russell Wilson this week. Got 17 points.
He's like a good RG3. Right? No, isn't he a better quarterback than Bob? No, I think he is. Like, statistically.
He's the rookie of the year.
Here's how. He's won as many games as Bob has. He hasn't gone out for fake injuries. And he has an actual better quarterback rating.
All E-Diddy logic.
No, all factual and accurate.
Show me the facts.
They have the same record. They both won 9 games.
Okay. Well, no, Russell Wilson's about to win his 10th.
Oh, okay. So Wilson's won 10 games. Russell Wilson hasn't been injured all season. Russell Wilson is the 3rd highest rated quarterback in the NFL.
Okay.
Those are the facts.
Mm, true facts.
Oh, you're back.
Yep.
Have you been working on your song?
I got some good lines in here.
All right, good.
That's okay. I have the song for you.
Hold on. We're trying to prove to our Franchise that Bob Griffin is not the Rookie of the Year and Russell Wilson's actually a better quarterback.
Bob Griffin isn't the Rookie of the Year. I don't know how you can say that. He's done terribly.
Well,
how
Bob
many games
Griffin
has
only won 8 games, because I just remember Kirk Cousins won.
Oh, that's right. One of them. That's right. Cousins.
He's
did
a
win
better
one.
Rookie quarterback.
Yeah, he's undefeated.
Austin Kett.
I mean, you can't compare Russell Wilson and Bob Griffin, because Russell Wilson is just an entirely different league. And that league is the league of Pete Carroll. And anyone looks great playing under Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's a magician.
Pete Carroll is a man.
He is the best man. He is number one coach in the entire league. I would
have his babies.
I would, yeah.
I think Pete Carroll's gonna shake
play with his dirt.
San Francisco coach's hand too hard.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Way too hard. Like, it's gonna make us all uncomfortable.
Wow.
Okay, I was wrong on the quarterback rating.
Yeah, Alex Smith was like the 3rd best QB rating in the league this year.
They're really close though.
I mean, I guess.
Okay. Actually, Robert Griffin has all better stats than Russell Wilson. And he's played one less game.
Is it Alex Smith coming back?
No.
To me, Alex Smith is pretty good.
What's about him getting traded?
He's the bench.
Wow. They're liking Kaepernick way too much.
I Alex Smith is okay with me.
Smith was doing great this year. Smith finally had the confidence of a coach. He finally had a system he could play in. He finally had everything was lining up for him. And then he gets one thumb injury and Kaepernick stays in and everyone's like, oh, Kaepernick's the best. But he's really not.
His name was Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. You gotta cap
Kaepernick,
that.
Kaepernick.
Tap that, yeah. Kaepernick.
Dirt.
Wow. Fucks up everybody's name.
Live look in. You're still winning, Franchise.
I think he just got another point, but I'm not sure that was Lynch running.
Franchise, you know what?
Yep, he didn't get another point. Whoa.
It was Marshawn Lynch.
Congratulations, Franchise.
No congratulations. You haven't won anything yet.
You Kaepernicked the year, so congratulations.
Oh, Lynch is going backwards.
Yes, yes.
Fumble.
Pete Carroll is going to try to run up the score.
Damn it, Pete.
I mean, why not? It is San Francisco.
He is. The Seahawks might get 50 points in 3 straight games.
I hate him, right? We all hate him, right?
I love Pete Carroll.
Who do we hate?
Pete Carroll.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
we hated Lynch. Yeah, 30 minutes ago, didn't we hate Lynch?
Yeah, I think we did. We do hate Lynch, though, too. Like, we hate all of Seattle.
I really just hate myself for giving Lynch
the
franchise.
I do not hate Seattle. No.
Oh, basically, put me in a Seattle homer.
Basically, franchise's championship win here is because of me.
Yeah, we
so
already,
really,
no.
I'm winning the Super Bowl.
No, no, no.
I think Lynch just got another point.
Yeah, he did get another point. Yeah. And he's 1 yard away from getting another point.
Look at Carol's pretending to look nervous. Oh, that's acting, isn't it?
Oh, wait, breaking news.
What?
Marshawn Lynch got another point.
Oh my god, he did get another point. Won't stop, he just keeps getting points. This makes it harder for when he does that 50-yard fumble.
Yeah.
Gosh. Wow. I can't believe how lucky franchise got this year. Too lucky.
So are we just not talking NBA at all this week?
We already talked NBA.
Oh.
Actually, this wasn't even supposed to be an NBA show. Those are on Tuesday.
Yeah, so shut up about the NBA.
Tuesdays.
Christmas Day?
Not this Tuesday.
We're going to go to the 2 week schedule, clown.
Clown. Every other week.
Are we going to wrap this up?
Last year. Putz boy.
Okay, do you have the song or not?
Yeah, I've got the song.
Wait, I'm not ready. Okay, talk amongst yourselves. Talk good things about the Ball Riders or the Rough Riders. I'm going to get another cup of coffee, and I'll be right back.
I'm going to go make my dinner.
Talk good things about the Rough Riders? Do you want us to just sit here with thumbs up our ass?
Whoa, that's not what I meant at all. Tomato knows what I meant. Teach him a few things, Tomato.
Well, Tomato's a man with a thumbs up his ass.
Man, this game, no. We can actually talk good stuff about the Ball Riders right now. Cause this game against PS Addiction and BA, scary close.
Okay.
Scary close. There's only, EDD is down by 4 points, but they each have one person, Team PS Addiction's got two people playing right now, while EDD only has one with Nicholas Batum.
We went over that. We went over all of that. That's awesome, though.
God damn it.
We went over all of that, but that's cool.
Did you guys talk about how I trade Rick's brownies or not?
Traded who?
Because the brownie, okay, so the Bombers. The Brown Bombers. Because the Bombers had Paul Pierce, and I gave him Zach Randolph for Paul Pierce. And Paul Pierce scored about 100 this week. And then Zach Randolph only scored like 80.
Oh.
Which is nowhere close to the margin of this game. The margin of this game is like 150 points.
That was a really good trade for you.
Still, yeah, it was a good trade for me.
He's 1 point away from, 1 yard away from getting another point.
Hold on, are you back to football now, franchise?
Yeah, he is.
I'm watching. 9 minutes in.
Franchise, you gotta gloat here, man. You gotta like, jump up and down.
He knows that he's fraud. That's why he's not.
Throw something. I wanna hear the collision.
Wait a minute. Last year, my first year in the league.
Yeah.
Came in third place.
Is that true? Hold on. Can we get some confirmation?
Was it third?
It was third.
Who knocked you out? Oh yeah, McLean knocked you out last year. He was tied with the, Tree Milkers for...
Oh, okay. I remember now.
Second year in the league, I'm in the Super Bowl.
You win the Super Bowl. That's you're kind of mirroring my performance here, franchise.
I'm Black Tom Brady. What are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure you're just Black Tomato.
Yeah, I like that. You're the Black Tomato.
I'm not gay, so I'm not...
His team was auto-picked this year for him.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going, Tomato. What else are the similarities?
He won. Shut up.
Clown.
He won his second year in the league.
Facts are not facts.
Alright. They're
clownisms.
Clacks.
So see a corner.
He has.
No, my team was not picked. Two picks. And I was
the top. He was the top scorer in the league this year.
Okay. Strike Mayors three.
That last year.
Strike three.
And you know what happens? Three strikes, you're the Black Tomatoes.
Because I don't like men and I don't talk about people's dirt. No.
Okay, I'm going to have to take one of those strikes back because that's true.
Strike four, being emo on Twitter.
What the hell? No, nobody's emo on Twitter.
Quote, franchise, I don't know what's wrong with these people. I'm leaving here.
Who's thinking from somebody's deck? Oh, shut up, clown.
Live looking. Franchise is winning 123 to 114. I got 8 minutes left, about 8 minutes left in the game.
Yep.
Marshawn Lynch still 2 touchdowns, has so 114 yards. They're in the red zone.
Are we sitting this out until we crown franchise the winner?
Yes.
We
yes,
have to.
We can.
No, it's not.
I will be the first to say franchise. Congratulations.
The scores don't even lock until midnight tonight.
Yeah, because there could be changes based on the official scoring.
Wow, you guys are dreamers. Just face it. Face the facts.
It's I'm not going to for another 10 minutes. It's half an hour, honestly.
It's called hate.
Okay, is your song done?
Yeah, it's done.
Should I get music, or?
Do you want to get music?
Okay, let me do a quick YouTube search for, what's the song again?
Silent Night.
Silent Night, alright, Silent.
It's just one verse.
Oh man, I don't
want to. Oh, karaoke, there it is, hold on, Silent Night, karaoke mix.
Oh man, we gotta listen to this dude's dick sucker even more. Oh.
Okay, Silent Night. Here we go, Chartbusters karaoke mix. Oh, wait, there's an ad, so let's mute that. In 3 seconds, I can skip that ad.
He said, hello.
Oh, it's a little loud.
This is so slow. We're doing this?
Yeah.
All right.
Fragilant night, horrible night. Franchise one, this ain't right. Who created this fraudulent team? Who saw 19 points from the Rams D? Beast mode carries the team. Why'd I give him away?
Fraudulent night.
Oh, he just made a complete ass out of himself. Big sucker.
I hope you guys like the swoops.
Is that a technical?
Well, the technical term is scoops. Oh. When you scoop the note.
Haagen-Dazs.
Haagen-Dazs. That sums up the season real well here.
Well, why did I just get a text that said, tell me to shut his dick sucker?
Whoa. You shouldn't let people talk to you like that, franchise.
Give me my goddamn.
That's an amazing mix right there.
Hey, that's great. Kiss the range, bitch.
Okay, so now what I should probably do is find the code, because I'm going to have to be sending it to Bowser here real shortly. The championship, the winnings presented by PSAddiction.com.
Wait, $50. Are we doing pick'ems?
Kiss the range.
We talked about the pick'ems, but right now we need this game to end for the final pick'ems to go through.
Yeah. So kiss the rings, bitch.
Kiss the rings. You gotta kiss the rings. Did you kiss the rings? They're on his dirt. What?
John McClane.
McClane's asleep. He'll wake up in a minute. Oh, he's playing Street Fighter.
Oh, how did that tournament go?
We Bourne and McClane and I played, and then McClane won, and then we had a money match the next, like a couple days later, McClane and I.
Right.
And then McClane won again.
he's got the footies.
Oh yeah.
You're bad. I know you're bad because like you just started the game and it's still a joke and stuff like that, but some of that
half the tournament of money match stuff, and some of the stuff, like, you were just kicking in a corner.
You should see, you haven't seen my video on YouTube yet? That, Street Fighter 4 is broken? Check it out. It's pretty hot.
And then they had a mirror match with that Korean girl, and they were just flipping and flirting with each other for like 5 minutes.
Wait, what Korean girl?
Is she Korean? The one with the, MC Hammer pants?
Chun-Li?
No, I'm talking about the,
Oh.
Flipper.
June.
She walks like a meerkat.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe her.
They just flipped at each other in the exact frames, so it just looked like... Oh, man, it was actually kind of romantic.
So it was a true mirror match.
Yeah.
Bromantic.
Is anybody on this call drunk?
No, I wish. Just kidding.
Yeah, don't get us...
Did somebody say something, E. Diddy?
No, I didn't hear anybody.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard some static or
what?
Something.
Franchise, are you trying to say that you're drunk?
Are you?
Oh, I just got off work. No. Haven't had time to drink yet. Plus, I have to be back up at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. So.
Really?
Yep.
On Christmas
again
Eve?
With your phone.
You must work retail.
No retail. Can't do retail. No way.
Live looking? 7:02 to go. Franchise is still up big. Actually, 9 points. Oh, gosh. It could happen. All right, continue.
In fact, I think I want to go make me a hamburger.
Ooh.
Love sounds
hamburgers.
Good.
I'm going to go clean my room up.
Really?
Yeah.
We got
appraisers coming to the house tomorrow, so.
I got to take down my Jizzfield Justin Bieber posters.
Is that true?
Be careful when you rip those. You're just going to rip the paint.
It's gonna be so sticky. Is that what you're implying here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be jizzing all over them, clown.
Not recommended.
I'm surprised you don't have a bookend haircut just like he does.
Wait, you don't?
I'm surprised he doesn't.
Okay, there's a problem here.
What's the problem?
How far back does Twitter archive your direct messages? Does anybody know?
Sorry?
How far back Twitter archives your direct messages?
I would think that Twitter would have a complete database of every message that's been sent to you.
Because I cannot find the code for the $50. And it was a direct message.
Don't you have that in like a text file, handy? because you're responsible and organized?
Hold on, I can find it. Now, if you're going through your email and looking for a Twitter direct message, how would you, like, what would you search for?
I don't know. I'll be right back.
Is there a hashtag in the direct message? Like, hashtag TPissNFL, hashtag earmarked for Diddy?
Why didn't you just make that handy, like in a text file?
Well, no, here's how I kept it. Is he sent it, and it automatically sends me an email, like, you know, all direct messages. I get an email, and I said, well, I'll just keep that email because the code's right there. Right. And I figured that Twitter would just save all of my direct messages, like you said,
right,
for the end of time.
Well, it is in a database, but Twitter might limit that just due to, you know, space and stuff like that. So, okay, so what kind of email client do you use? Gmail?
Yeah, Gmail.
Yeah, well, just search.
Search for the tweet.
I'm searching, but nothing's coming up. Maybe I can search direct message. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Or search Twitter and then go through them all like a bum.
Oh, gosh.
I think you might have to do that.
All right. Oh, wow.
There's like a million, right?
There's so many.
That could take you quite a bit of pots of coffee and quite a bit of day sitting at your computer and...
Or you could just look up something, you know, like,
code.
Cheapest NFL, code, PlayStation. Oh wait, just kidding, those are gonna be all your messages.
Yeah, PlayStation will be everything. Oh, I can earn a $50 PSN code. Alright, we gotta go deeper. So far everything I've used has not worked. You would think if you just searched Twitter, right? That it would pop up.
No, okay, so when it was sent to you, was it just the code? Or do you think someone was like, here's the code, E Diddy?
Yeah, it was like that.
Okay.
Where do you think it could be?
Yeah, I don't know. Unless you remember like the first two letters of the code, probably don't.
Like my Twitter direct messages do not go past 52 days. I have no messages past 52 days.
That would be hilarious if you did not find that.
That would not be hilarious. That would be terrible.
And this had to come from your pocket just to save face.
Wow. No, wow. Bowser would have it. Bowser's that guy. He's that guy that's going to come through and have that message.
You're worried. You're actually worried. I can hear it in your voice.
Of course.
That sucks, man. Yeah,
it doesn't suck that bad. Now, if I was struggling to feed my kids, then it would suck that bad. Oh, gosh. There's too many messages here. Why is there so many messages? Live looking? Franchise is still winning. 123-114. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to go.
He won. Just let out the giant sigh. Now. It's over.
It's not over. It's not over.
Tomato, is it over?
It's not over.
Wow, no one's here. Okay. That's a pretty good sign.
That it's over?
Yeah, that's a pretty good sign that it's over.
Well, hold on. There's something really interesting here. Trash is deleted that is more than 30 days automatically. So the only thing I could think of is that...
That is interesting.
That it was put in my trash and deleted for some reason.
That's possible.
That's the only thing that could happen because nothing is popping up here. And I thought I starred it. I swear I starred it.
Okay, so that's strange to me because my inbox, I don't really check my email much. My inbox is 3,500 things.
3,000 in your inbox?
Yes. So, but it's due to a lot of Twitter too. Like when people reply me and I didn't bother to tell Twitter, you know, stop emailing me anytime someone replies to a post. So I doubt you have that problem too. I bet you changed that.
Yes,
so
I did.
So you don't have that issue. I wonder how many messages that Gmail stores, though.
Well, if I put it in my trash by accident and it deletes them after 30 days, he gave me this code last year.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
So that would be long gone. The only other thing is that it could be in my important. There's another one called, like, important emails. Let me check that one. Maybe I marked it important.
I don't know, it seems like you've handled this thing totally disorganized so far, so I'm going to doubt it. Because you're a busy guy. And, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because I only have stuff don't have anything past November 26th in my important emails.
Damn, dude, $50 is pretty important. From somebody else's money?
Yeah. I'm sure Bowser, being a stand-up guy, still has that code. Like, if anybody would have that code, you would think it would be me, because that's the one who it was given to.
Wow, wouldn't that be funny if in the end it just cannot be found? So it's like, all right, guys, franchise, your win was due to an actual mishap of a season. Funny story, which we will include in next season's first episode.
Wow.
Oh, you're there, Franchise. We've been...
Franchise.
We've been looking up and down the internet for the $50 code. We haven't gotten anywhere yet, but we are working on it.
Hey, there's only 2 minutes left in the game.
If eventually that he can't find it, I will donate, you know, $25 to it.
Stand up.
He's a stand-up guy.
Hold on, no, I gotta message Bowser now. Let him know. Should I put a sad face on my direct message?
Sure, sad faces express everything that needs to be known in this whole situation.
It's actually pretty funny. I love it. Bowser was a worthy opponent.
Live looking?
I don't know why people are here. Oh, David, this championship. It's my fault.
Franchise, when you speak so loud in the mic that you're using right now, it sounds like I'm killing a Mario character.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like when Tomato was crying a few minutes ago. Shut up, clown.
Clown.
You guys want to hear my version of Fraudulent Night?
No.
Yes, I do.
No.
Fraudulent Night, scary sight. Season's done, Granddaddy won. Live it up, you fluked this one. Jackson for Lynch, that's no fun. Sleep is fraudulent, he's sleeping fraudulent. Jeez.
You know, I remember last year we had a show when Tomato won and nobody the shit out of him. Damn it.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Well, it's not over yet, right? Like live looking?
We got about 1 minute to
go. They got about 1 minute to go. Who has the ball? San Francisco has the ball?
Yeah, we might as well let San Francisco get it. Run the clock out.
Hold on, I just found out that there's a way to download your complete archive from Twitter.
Ooh.
But
ooh.
I don't know how to do it. So I'm
Can you figure that out?
No, I just know it exists, but I don't know how to do it. I'm reading all these articles, but nobody's like giving me a link, like go here and download all your tweets.
You're on a forum and you just have to sift more.
So I'm working on it.
Okay.
Live looking?
What does that mean?
Is it over yet?
It's not over, no.
Alright. Marshawn Lynch still has 24 points.
They are giving the Seahawks shit. San Fran not happy. Personal foul to Davis.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This isn't gonna end sweet. No, this isn't gonna be nice.
They're gonna be jerks about it.
Yeah.
Well, actually I approve of that. More interesting
football.
That way.
Week 16. Dirty, nasty. And they put the camera on two bored San Francisco 49er fans. And just the stadium of roars. That was fantastic.
Well, they shouldn't have
been. Okay, San Fran touchdown, guys.
San Fran touchdown?
Yeah. Oh, but we don't care about the score. It's all about Marshawn Lynch and if he fumbles, which it's done. Franchise. Good season, man. I believe I beat you week 8.
That did happen.
Yeah, that happened.
No, seriously. All these articles that talk about downloading your entire Twitter archive and then not just putting a link out.
Yeah, well, so they're telling you like the steps to achieve it rather than just giving you the fifth step?
Yeah, I don't, just give me the stupid step. Right, just, come on.
They're smart asses. They had to climb for it, so you gotta climb for it.
I don't wanna climb. Just give it to me.
I know.
All right, Twitter, help, about, terms, privacy, blogs, status, apps, resources. Oh, my gosh. Resource. Has to be in resources, right? All right, that's not it.
Is this still going?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
You're still recording?
Oh, yeah.
And you haven't ended it.
Not until the last whistle.
Oh, all right. The game's not over?
No.
You missed What's my song?
Yeah, he sung a song.
Fraudulent Night?
Yeah, Fraudulent Night.
Oh, man.
You
Is
missed
it good?
Oh yeah. All right. Well, and we lost the $50. That's lost. We're trying to track that down. I'm trying to figure out how do I download my Twitter archive?
It's 12 digits. You could copy and paste that anywhere.
But it was sent to Twitter in a private message that he gets an email notification for that a year ago.
So I would have it, right?
Private messages.
I cannot look at any private messages past 2 months.
McLean, if someone sent you a code for $50, wouldn't you write that down somewhere? Wouldn't you just stop everything you had to do, if you were tying a shoe or eating a big Subway sandwich? Wouldn't you just stop and go, okay, you know what? I gotta write that down somewhere.
Who does that?
I have a text file where I put everything like that.
Why?
Anything important. Because so this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I get a $50 PSN card for Christmas. Okay, I'm on the Twitter blog, your Twitter archive.
McLean, I was just saying that even if he doesn't find it, me and you will probably, like, vouch for donating $25 of our own money, right?
No way. I have direct messages back to 09.
You do?
Yeah.
Mine, I do not. Oh, no. Wait, maybe he sent it to the TPS NFL. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong Twitter account.
Yeah, probably, because that's the one that you send send all your messages from.
It could be anywhere.
Wow.
Who? It could be, he could have sent it to the PlayStation show.
Do you guys love this show?
Who? Tomato? He's a good troll.
What about the second place prize?
What's the second place prize?
$20.
From who?
SpongeBob's.
No, was that really a thing?
Yeah. You don't remember?
No, I don't.
Alright.
No, I only have one direct message on my TPS NFL account, and that was from JT. Alright, so that's not it.
What was the message?
No, it was me messaging him for his email. So that's not it.
I thought it was the ex Tim Beaner account.
42-13. Carol running up the score.
Is it over yet? Can I get a live look in?
No.
Yeah, it's over.
Seattle still got 3 timeouts.
Oh, so it's not over.
Yeah, they're going to use those.
And Russell Wilson isn't a very good quarterback.
Woo! Look who came through in the clutch. Look who just got a direct message.
Oh, good stuff.
Was it me?
No. Nate Bowser, Nate_Bowser on Twitter, says he just found it. Now Sponge has to give me my runner-up prize.
Yeah, see, I knew that was a real thing.
All right, well, hold on. Now let me message Sponge. Let me direct message. How do I direct message? All right, here we go. That might be part of the reason why I lost, said.
Hey, EJ.
Yes, sir.
Get off the Windows 8. It's ruining your mind. It's polluting you with weird, tedious shit that's otherwise filling your mind with logic and organization.
Oh, here comes the handshake.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Handshake!
Live looking.
Here comes.
Come on. Are they body slamming each other?
Hold up. Oh,
where is it? He's leaving? The camera cut off. They didn't know where there it is.
Wait.
Is that him? No, that's not him. Where's the handshake?
Did they drop it? Did something happen and they dropped it? They dumped it?
No, the camera was late. People. That was bullshit.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Christmas is ruined.
Okay.
NBC drops the ball.
Okay, so here's the deal. I am asking Sponge for the $20 PSN card to give to Bowser so that Bowser can give his cold dead hands off the $50 to Franchise, because Franchise is this year's TPS NFL Fantasy Football Champion. Shouldn't we have, like, parade music or something?
Yeah, you should.
You already know he's out there. You already know. I don't even have to tell you. I was in my car. They were, 15, 20 minutes into the game, and I'm on Twitter. Congratulations, pal. Congratulations.
You had a really good year. If you look back at it, you fucked everybody up. Kind of.
Except for Tomato. I don't like his man pussy.
Is Tomato still here?
Wait, hold on. I have the Super Bowl music. The official theme of the Super Bowl. Okay, I have a new Super Bowl theme now. Here we go. New Super Bowl theme song.
I like it. Pretty good.
Gotta wait for it.
Oh, never mind. It sucks.
Franchise! 2x4! 2x4 boys! Hey! Championship! Margin on list! Beast mode! That was my rendition of Fraudulent Night.
Too much coffee. Holy shit.
Yeah, my wife is so pissed right now.
She just walked past you, looked at you, and you ain't getting that. No, not after that.
You should have saw me too. I was, my legs, every time I did hike, I like switched my legs, like I was really running.
Like Luigi from Mario 2?
Exactly.
You're just on that shit?
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, go ahead, franchise. Speech.
I want to thank Tom for being a dumbass.
All right.
And claiming something that he didn't actually do.
Okay.
He had a guy sitting on his bench that he wasn't using, and I took it off his hands.
A guy he was wasting.
He was just letting him sit there and sit there and sit there. So he can't say, I gifted franchise a championship. No, you didn't do that, clown. You gave me somebody that you were not even using, and I took him and I molded him, because before I got him, he wasn't doing that great. I put him in, and I handed him the ball and said, you're the man. Do what you need to do. And he took the ball and ran with it.
Beast mode.
I believed in RG3 when none of you did.
Nobody did. Like, literally, nobody.
Nobody. And he showed up and he showed you that he was a man who took a shit team to the playoffs this year.
Well, they're not in just yet.
Oh, they're in. Who do they have to play next week?
The Cowboys?
Oh, easy win.
Oh,
no,
wow.
But it's Cowboys on the road.
Oh, easy win.
That's just as easy as Cowboys in Cowboys Stadium.
It's the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's not too much.
Why do they get a bye week in week 17? Uh-huh.
Oh, you forgot this time the Cowboys have Mr. December, Tony Romo.
Is that his nickname? Is that what people are calling him?
Stop talking about Tony
Romo. Mr. December.
Like he is actually a factor of a win. No.
Oh, I guess 30 points isn't impressive.
I would like to thank you, Diddy 999.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know why, right?
Because I'm scary good.
No.
No, okay.
Because you gave me that awesome trade. For that bum.
That record breaker?
Yeah, that record breaking bum. Because he's the only person that clown throws the ball to you the whole game. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Because I gave away something, but I also got something in return. That wasn't a bad trade, and that wasn't a trade rate.
It didn't make the difference between you winning and losing, because beast mode is the difference between you winning and losing. Damn it.
Somebody that sat on a bench because the owner was too confused to put him in the game. Maybe his dirk wasn't, you know, tall enough. But I am the champion. I want to thank the fans because there are fans in the chat. Thank you, fans. One of my biggest fans is in the chat.
Sarge 300?
Yeah, Sarge is a big fan of yours.
That's right. Sarge is my buddy.
Me?
Big fan.
Chancer?
Oh, Chancer is a big franchise fan.
That's right. All of my fans out there worldwide.
Megapoints? Huge franchise fan.
That's right. Megapoints loves the Chives. Fran Daddy.
Whoa, what the fuck does that mean?
What? What happened? Fucking up my Lombardi speech. Lombardi moment.
What do you guys think? Good year?
Fantastic year, as always. Yeah.
Bad season.
Oh, so good.
This show is excellent.
Let's talk about how E. Diddy had to expand the playoffs for him to make it.
Whoa. What is that supposed to mean?
Or how he needed 4 first round picks instead of last year's 2.
Whoa. What is that supposed to mean?
No. It wasn't, it's not his fault that I threw away 2 great players to him.
That's true. That's
my
fault.
And by the way, whoa, look who's talking. I gave you Adrian Peterson. Where would you be without AP?
That's because you thought he wasn't going to play all year.
Where would you be without AP?
Get him, Canada.
A dumb trade at the time.
Get him, Canada.
Well, no, that's just obvious.
You would do it again. If we go back in time, you would do it again.
Donald Brown thanks for 23 points throughout the year. Like,
he got injured.
He is injured.
That was...
He didn't get injured. He is injured.
He was going to have a breakout year.
I did. I don't know football very well.
Fred Jackson would have had what C.J. Spiller did.
Fred Jackson should have been AP.
But he took a helmet to the knee.
He did, in like the first week or second week. Guys, I'm a bad omen. Don't deal with me.
Don't deal with me? I think everyone wants to deal with you.
Yeah.
Is that a threat?
Sorry, you should deal with me.
Okay, anything else, franchise? Because now that the week 16 is over, you've won the championship. We can close this out. We're going to bi-weekly now for the NBA update until that season's over. So you won't see us for another week and a half, something like that, whatever.
That's it. Thank you guys, man. No, this is fun, man. I love it every year, man. I wouldn't miss this for the world.
We're this close to having 12 active owners. We are so close to having a legit active league. It's going to happen next year. I know it.
Oh, we will.
We'll have it. Come out. Try to take the crown. Kiss the rings, bitch.
Yeah.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there, down, 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 down. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making them, my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere, know what they saying, Luda's back. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish. Down, like strippers' booties go. Whoa. My verses still be serving. Yeah. Played like a million virgins. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Ah. Can't never count me out. No. Y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts. Accountants count me in. Whoa. Make millions every year. The South champion. Yeah. Cause all I do, all I do is
win, win, hey. Win, no matter what. Whoa. Got money. And they stay there. My low, head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no, clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce, yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy, Del Cali back it up, my niggas call me loco, down for armed traffic, you know, make me pull that popo, ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life, dirty money, bitch, you better get your mud right, we come together holding hands and holler mud life, we all strapping all black, it's like Bud Light.
All we do is
win. You riding the what?
What?
We riding the night. Tonight. Now you riding with me cause you wasn't riding
all
the right.
All I do
right,
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Kitchen, hot on the stove, water getting boiled, dope being sold, Snoopy in the hoodie, system overload, I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old, I hung with the worst of them, bust to my personal, floss them up, toss them up, harder work, close them up, pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Hit the trick, jump the track. Bitch, I want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Is it over?
5-2-4